Welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible to come alive. Get ready to be empowered as you listen to the Word of God.
Amen. This was supposed to be just a voice note somebody sent me. This daughter of mine sent me a voice note. She just sent a voice note to tell me what is happening to her and all that God has done. When I listened to her voice note, I said, no, man, this is a testimony. Somebody needs to also hear this. So I sent it to our media team. I asked them if they can kind of dramatize it a bit, add a bit of imagery to it. But I didn't want to lose the essence of it, just the way it was, just the way it was sent to me. I didn't want to make it professional and all of that. We can do that, but I didn't want to do that. I just wanted it to be the way it was sent to me. Praise the Lord. Because it touched me so much. It touched me so much. And I can assure you, when you're going to watch it on your phone, it's going to touch you even more. It's going to touch you more. And you're going to see that there's hope. You don't have to continue living the life you are living. The Word of God is true. The Word of God works. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'd like to tell you guys something that is very close to my heart. I came to South Africa in 2005. August. So in about 2 months' time, it's going to make 20 years that I've been in this country. And it's quite an important, if I can say, time zone to me to see what the Lord has done in 20 years of me being here. And this particular year in August, I will be traveling to Ghana for my ordination as a pastor. And it is interesting that it's going to happen in August, making it exactly 20 years. I traveled to South Africa in August 2005, and I'm going to be traveling outside South Africa in August 2025. Praise the Lord. I will be ordained by Bishop Dakiwad Mills by the grace of God. And you know, when I was coming to South Africa 20 years ago, I had nothing. I had nothing. So I couldn't even pay my flight ticket. But God did something. God touched the church in South Africa. It's interesting. My flight ticket was paid for by the church in South Africa. Even though the church in South Africa didn't even know me. But they contributed and they paid for my flight ticket. My father in the Lord, who was here 3 weeks ago for the celebration of 10th anniversary, he was the one organizing all of that. Even more interesting was my invitation letter. My invitation letter was saying, Pascal is a young man who is coming to South Africa as a missionary. He is coming to do missionary work in South Africa. When I read the invitation letter, I asked myself, what is a missionary? What does that mean? I didn't even know what it meant. 20 years later, I'm doing missionary work in all the villages and all the areas. It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. Exactly the way the invitation letter was saying. Even even more scary when I got to South Africa on the 23rd of August 2005. We drove from the airport straight to the church. We didn't drive from the airport to the house. No, I got here in the morning at 7 a.m. The church service was still on. The person who collected me from the airport took me straight to the church. I didn't know that what God was saying to me, this is why I brought you here. I brought you here to build churches and to preach my word. So from day one, you need to know exactly what the job is all about. 20 years later, that's exactly what I'm doing. By the grace of God, this could have been done in different ways, but I want to obey God. God told me the same way 20 years ago, it is His church that brought me here, even though His church didn't know me. Now His church knows me. As He is sending me to Ghana to receive more grace, He wants His church, because it is His work. So He wants His church to get involved in that trip again. So I will not stop you. I want to give all of us an opportunity to sow into this. Praise the Lord. We have opened a bank account just for this. This money does not go anywhere else. It's for this trip. By the grace of God, when I came here, I came alone. But as I'll be going to Ghana in August, I will not go alone. I'll take my wife with me. And I'm going with our church administrator. For the sake of all the administration that has to be done. First of all, my arrival there, there's a lot of administration involved. The ordination itself, there's a huge process. So she needs to be on ground to supervise everything. Then I'm taking two shepherds with me. They told me they want to come. They want to be a part of it. I said, why not? Let's go. But I want you to help me go there. The same way God used, even though you were not in the church yet, but God used you to help me come here 20 years ago. God is amazing. God is saying, let them take you to the next level again. Hallelujah. So I want to give you an opportunity to sow into my trip. And I'm going to do it in such a way that, come here, sir. Because this is not an ordinary trip. It's God's work. He's sending me. The same way He sent me here. 20 years later, He's sending me again. To go. Receive grace. So that I can come. Look at what has happened without me seeing Bishop Dark physically. I'm going to make sure my hair is shiskop properly. There's a pastor friend of ours. He's from Nigeria. He's in the UK. He heard that a great man of God was coming to the UK. He went and shaved. They asked him, why are you shaving? He said, I don't even want any obstacle for the oil. Like, even the hair can become an obstacle to the oil. So I've shaved my hair. So that when the man of God touches me, even the hair must not stand on the way. So the type of shish cup that I'm going to do this time, if you are not careful, you might see my skull. Praise God. You have an opportunity to contribute to your pastor's trip and his ordination. Hallelujah. Is it a good? Do you think it's a good thing you should do? To be a part of what God is doing. Now, my wife and I, we've covenanted ourselves. We're going to put aside 10,000 for it ourselves. But I want to give you an opportunity also. Between the range of 10,000 to 5,000. If you feel you want to help me, you can come and take an envelope. Remember, this is happening in August. So you have, I'm not saying do it now. It is in August. You have time. You can prepare yourself. You can do it the right way. Praise the Lord. I don't stand before you every day to ask for things. Praise. Remember, I'm in the range of 10 to 5. If you are standing here and I mean, you can give me between 10,000 to 5,000. If you know you can't do that, wait, I'm going to come down to your level. Praise the Lord. And if you are here, it means between 10 to 5, you are there. You are somewhere there. Praise the Lord. And God is going to touch you mightily. Receive in the name of Jesus. May God bless you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God bless you. God bless you. No, don't go away. I'm going to pray for you guys. Don't go away. Thank you, Jesus. Koma sepene makana manama. Sapele masuka panamandene mandenemo. Leme sipele katomanama. 10 years ago, the church didn't know me. I mean, 20 years ago. But the church contributed for me to come. It was by faith. Now the church knows me. And we are contributing again. In the name of Jesus. Satele makona masibre kate palaka. Oh, nafele matobrozi kate feleman. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, the power to get wealth comes from you, Jesus. This is for your glory. Sending your servant to Ghana is what they want to do. Father, empower each one of them mightily in the name of Jesus. May money come where they don't even know. Oh Jesus, rebuke every devourer in their lives. Masupre kate falamenda. Zebreti fele katore pele mande. Jesus. Libra zute pele katoya. Father, I empower their hands between now and the end of July. Jesus, do a miracle in their lives and empower each one of them to contribute, to allow your servant to go and come back safely in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. You can go back. Now, just make sure, where is Sister Cindy? Sister Cindy, stand here. All of us that came for this first batch, Sister Cindy, we just need to know the amount that you are contributing and when can we expect the contribution. Hallelujah. Please don't go out today without giving her your details. Make sure that we know you already, but please just make sure she gets it for administration purposes. Amen. I want to go between 5,000 and 3,000. If you want to help me, between 5,000 and 3,000. You can give 5,000, you can give 4,000, you can give 3,000. Come and take my envelope. Between 5 and 3, anybody that wants to help me at that level. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Someone just joined the church. It's not even 2 months. Shante prasopele kantaramenda. Zebrete felika tomada. In the name of Jesus, bless this man. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Father, divine grace on everything he touches. Brekete paluza menda. Bless him in Jesus' name. Amen. 2,000. Come. You want to help me with 2,000? You can come. 2,000, you can come for you again, for your husband. Okay, sure. 2,000. Remember, you have between now and August, beginning of, actually, I'm traveling on the 4th of August, or even the 3rd, because there are a lot of preparations. So you have a bit of time, you know? You have a bit of time. Honestly speaking, if you really want to do it, you can do it. You can do it. Hallelujah. Helping your pastor to go to Ghana. You know, this has been my dream for years. You have no idea what it means. It means a lot. You are not in church this morning by mistake. I assure you, God handpicked you. I wanted to do this last week. We couldn't do it. So you are here today. It's the grace of God. Thank you, Jesus. 2,000. You want to help pastor with 2,000? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Only. Huh? He's just standing. Oh, it's not Ole. Oh, sorry. Okay. Look, the same jacket as Ole's jacket. All right. Praise the Lord. Can I pray for you guys? It's taking for you. It's, okay, sure. All right. Can I, but please, just for now, just hold it for now for the prayer. Ne? All right. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, grace. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are empowering us to do your work. They are partnering with me, Lord. They are traveling with me. As I'm going, they are going with me. Yes, Lord. Thank you that you are empowering them to help their pastor to go to Ghana and come back safely. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 1,000 rand. You want to help pastor with 1,000 rand? You can come. 1,000 rand. You can come. The little Malaika wants to help her pastor with 1,000 rand. What a blessing. 1,000 rand. Oh, la sabre katovele manda. Did I give you an envelope, sir? Okay. 1,000 rand. I want to help pastor go to Ghana with 1,000 rand. Yes, Lord. I want to tell you guys something. I was never going to do this. He asked me to do it. Which means he's going to bless. I can assure you. He's going to bless. Today, at least I know the people that are helping me go to Ghana. 20 years ago, I don't know anyone who brought me here. I just received the money and I paid the ticket. I don't know who did it. May God bless all those. You see, we are all benefiting today from the contribution of members of 20 years ago. They didn't know Pastor Pascal at all. But they decided to contribute that I should come. Praise the Lord. God bless you, my sister. They decided that, no, this man must come. And today, I believe God has been glorified. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. 1,000 rand. Thank you, Jesus. Grace. From God. Not from man. From God. That envelope will shoot you forward. You will see for yourself. Be faithful. Don't forget. Remember to give your name to Sister Cindy. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Shande brezu katapata. Actually, I hear the Lord saying to me, it shouldn't be Sister Cindy. It should be LP herself. So we are all giving our names and our amounts to LP at the end of this service. Praise the Lord. It's not Sister Cindy, it's LP. She'll be ready for you. You just give her your name and the amount. May God bless you. You can go back to your seat. 500 quickly. I want to help pastor go to Ghana. I can do 500. Please make your way quickly. Let's stand in order. Is the oil finished, guys? I mean, why am I struggling here? 500. God bless you, my brother. 500. I want to help Pastor go to Ghana. 500. The little Sarah is here again. Always paying her tithe. Now she's taking Pastor to Ghana. What a blessing. Look, you're going to be blessed for generations. For generations. Thank you. Thank you for the oil. God bless you. These hands are empowered by God. Oh, yasaprakota palama. I don't want to lie to you. This trip is going to cost me a lot. It's very costly. I don't want to lie to you. So please, let's commit ourselves and let's do what we have to do. Amen? Yeah. This money is going to help on so many things. You have no idea. Thank you, Jesus. 500. If you have the money now, why wait? At the end of this service, just give it so that you get it. Now it's done away with. Right away. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Or if you can start this month, the banking details are there. You put the money, you send the proof to Lady Pastor Pumi. We are flowing. We are flowing. 500. I want to help Pastor go. With 500, I give it to the two of you. Use that, the two of you. I trust that the two of you can raise it. Amen? All right. Thank you, Jesus. I want to help Pastor go to Ghana. It's been his dream for years. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. My sister, it's your first day here and you are contributing. You shall never lack in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. 500. I put aside some of my school money. And God will help me take Pastor to Ghana and back. Praise the Lord. 500. I have 2 months. Actually, 2.5 months to get it. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless, empower them, equip them, move them forward, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Holy Spirit. Kaso make pele kaso palamenda. Na brende su pele kafele dan. Shande ne masubre katere fala. Yes, yes, Holy Ghost, yes, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. It is possible, it is possible. Yes, Pascaline, it is possible. Thank you, Jesus, thank you for your grace, my God. Holy Spirit, mazibre katona men. Bless, Lord. Help these young ones to do your will in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you guys. Please remember to see LP before you go. Our service is almost done. We're just going to share a little talk. Please make sure LP has your name and the amount you want to give for the Lord. That was how much? That was 500. Who can do 300 to help Pastor? 300. I want to help Pastor with 300. Wow. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Center leaders, I'm sure you are in the building. You recognize your people, isn't it? You must recognize your people to help LP in the administration. Thank you, Jesus. Sade masuka temena. Sabrate kaponami. Oh, yes. God bless you, my daughter. So good to see you back. Jesus. Bali is in the house. Wow. Mona Lisa. What a blessing. God will help you. God will help you. God will help you. Yes, Jesus. Some of you are even wondering, where am I going to get this money? I don't even have this money. Because it's not your money. It is the money for the trip. God will give it to you. And when God gives it to you, don't now start having ideas. I'll use now, I'll pay. No. As soon as you get it, let it go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus. Church, this is my nanny. My nanny is helping me to go to Ghana. I must be doing something right for my nanny to be sending me to Ghana also. To God be the glory. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Your blessing, Lord, upon each one of them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to quickly run 100 rand to get a few of you as well. Because I don't want to limit you. If you want to give, I want to give you a chance. You want to give 100 rand, you can quickly come. 100 rand. Want to give 100 rand? Anyone? 100 rand. All right. I want you to contribute 100 rand. I can do 100 rand. These are my boys. They can send me to Ghana. Yeah. They can send me to Ghana. I've seen them grow up. And they are still growing up. God bless you guys. I appreciate that. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. If there's somebody you know that is about to miss this blessing and you don't want them to miss the blessing, what a blessing. Mama is also coming to help me. Hallelujah. Precious people, this is the mother of our sister that just sang now. Hallelujah. Sister T, her mother is here. Mama, thank you so much. It means a lot. It means a lot to me. Thank you very, very much. Oh, yes. The little one is here now. I think this is now for himself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes. For my mama Katini. Stay, boy. Stay for a few seconds. I just want to pray for you. Praise the Lord. If you know, I was going to ask him to get an envelope for you. In fact, that is why I said that if you know somebody who's about to miss, I didn't just obey the Holy Ghost fully. When I saw him, I wanted to ask him to get an envelope for you. You saw that I disobeyed the Holy Ghost. You came for yourself. May God bless you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. For your children, I believe. Yeah. This is an important thing that we are doing as a church. I'm telling you. This is a historic thing that this church is doing. It's very, very, very profound. What we are doing right now. You have no idea. Yeah. I wish I had time. God bless you. I wish I had time to explain everything to you. But you just have to go with what you hear. It's still okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, empowerment. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Strengthen us. As ABC, this will be our first time to contribute for your pastor to go anywhere. The first time ever. So it's very, very significant. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. I'll stop here for now. Next week, we'll give people more chance. Hallelujah. Amen. Then you guys as well. Okay. We can you guys, can you help these guys so they can also receive? Holy Ghost. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. And you see, if you're going to get cash, please use this envelope. Please. Amen. If you're going to use online, write your name here with everything, then bring back this envelope. I'm begging you. I'm begging you, please. Amen. Oh, yes. For your mother. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, you can always stand for somebody else if you know that they know this man of God and they will not mind supporting him in this trip to Ghana. You can always stand for another person. It will still be a blessing. You can tell them, I took this envelope for you. Our pastor is going to Ghana. And I know that if you were at church, you were going to do something about it. So even though you are not there, I want you to give 5,000 for pastor to go to Ghana. Amen. They're going to say, hey, you went and committed yourself there. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. It's such a blessing. It's such a blessing. I can assure you of something. God is going to be glorified in this trip. Amen. He's going to be glorified. Now, what we have done here today, all the other shepherds that are also going, they are busy with the same thing in their branches. Some branches have already started releasing their money. But we are home. Amen. So I know from here, we're going to do it properly. Praise the Lord. Now it's 11 o'clock. So basically we are done. I don't know if you want me to preach. Even if for 10, 15 minutes, I can share something small. Because it is time already. Should I say a few words? Is it okay to say a few words? Because in all honesty, our time is done. But I can say just a few words. Amen. Commanding lasting results. John 15, verse 16. Let us pray. Father, we give you thanks and praise for your word. Thank you for what you are doing in this church. Take all the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you that you may go and bear fruit. Hallelujah. And we saw last week that, you know, it's not enough to come to church. You have to bear fruit. You have to get results. But the interesting thing about this series is that it should be fruit that will last. Not just fruit. Fruit that will last. Amen. If you've missed this, I beg you, go and listen and watch on YouTube. You will be so blessed. Hallelujah. Last week, I was sharing five principles or five important things to do if you want to have lasting results. It's available on YouTube. Number one, start early. Start early. And you know, I got a testimony on just that key. Somebody sent me a message and said, Pastor, I have been postponing rewriting my matric exams for so many months. Sunday, after you preach and you say, I must start early, I went and started the process immediately. They even screenshotted the things that they are busy with now. They will be writing in October. Start early. Early means now. Don't wait. Start early. Principles for lasting results. Five important things you must do. Number one, start early. What is number two? Shoot at the right time. Not every time is right for you. You have your time. You have your time. Wait for your time. And when it is your time, go. Come out. Amen. What is number three? Be in the will of God. What is number four? Did I give you number four? Number four was build with God. Build with God. Build with God. I paraphrased it as I was closing my message when I was telling you about the king and the priest. Amen. How God is involved through your priesthood in whatever you are doing. Then number five, do what? Check your foundations. For some reason, this last point has blessed so many people. I don't know why, but it seems like it was actually the main point that stood out for a lot of you. This morning, quickly, five things you must avoid. If you're going to build something that will last, five things you must avoid. I said last week, we seem to just be okay building things. We don't seem to care if those things last or not. So people build relationship, they keep building relationship, they don't wonder, why is it that this relationship never lasts? Huh? Don't just continue building things, doing things, and is it lasting? Is the thing going for a while? That's the principles. Things that you do must last. Don't be a forever starter. But always starting. After 5 months, kukup. Start another one. 6 months, kukup. After that, you start three at the same time. I think it's great you are starting, but don't you think it would be wiser to start and continue and the thing can last? So important. Every year, people start things. Some of those things don't even end the year. Just the year. Some people might be sitting here now, between January and now, they've started about three relationships already. Asking yourself, why is it that I'm forever in the market? Why are you always in the market? Are you here? Praise the Lord. You see, the keys that are in this message are designed to empower you. That you stop starting over again, over again. You know something? Things that are durable and long-lasting are expensive because there's value in them. The cheaper the product, the weaker the product, the cheaper it is. Feng Kong. It is easy to get, but it's equally easy to lose. The value of a product is not just based on how luxurious it is. It is also based on how durable it is. Maybe today they are cheating us when they say you are buying Gucci. They say you are buying Gucci, you are buying a name. But actually, when you bought Gucci, it must be Gucci. Meaning it must last. That's one of the points. The name on it is telling you this is a well, like this thing, there's a lot of experience behind this thing. If you buy one, you can rest for a long time. Are you here? Yeah. And you know, and I can attest to this. I've been driving a BMW for the past 10 years. You know, if I don't, you think my BMW, I think my BMW is burning. I know it's anointed. But it's also that the people that did that thing. BM. It is renowned for durability. That car. When we were building this cathedral, that car became a construction vehicle. When we were building, many things that you see here, we're using BM to carry. Then when my wife and I moved to Robeka, BM became a taxi. That car has worked, but it's still there. At that car, if you had just tried 2 months, on the way BM was being used, you're going to wake up and find the spare parts just lying around there like that. The wheels are all over the place. Then the thing just collapsed. He said, no, it's enough. You see? Durability is expensive. So even the world rewards durability. When you go to a doctor's practice and you see there established in 19 something,
You yourself, you are comfortable. You know, this thing has been around. So whatever is going to happen to me here, I trust it. But you go to a practice, they say, we started last week. Everybody has a starting day. But I'm sure when you hear we started last week, you say, so are you starting on me? Am I the one you are starting on? What you do must last. I say what you do must last. Especially if it is a good thing. If it is a bad thing, it must die now. But if it is a good thing, it mustn't die now. It must last. So 5 things you must avoid if anything you do will last. Number 1, avoid lies. Linjalo. What did I say? Please help me preach to the person next to you. Avoid lies. Avoid lies. Avoid lies. Huh? Lies might make you go fast, but you will not go far. You might go fast lying to people, but you will not stay on the game for long. You know why things don't last? People build them using lies. Yeah. You're lying to us that this is going to happen. This is going to happen. And so we trust you and we give you our money. We trust you, we give you our trust. When we now come and start checking the thing is not giving, the thing is not delivering. Avoid lies. The temptation to lie is high when you want to rise. I shouldn't say it. Psalm 101 verse 7. NASB, if you have. NASB. You don't have NASB. He who walks deceit shall not dwell. You see, when we say you dwell, it means you remain. He who works deceit shall not dwell in my house. He who tells lies shall not continue. I wish you had it in NSB. It says, one who speaks lies shall not maintain his position. Hello. He who tells lies shall not maintain his position. Avoid lies if what you do will last. Let's imagine, I just want to go and buy a bigger car. Now I come and stand here and say, hey, I want to go to Ghana. Hey, so come and contribute. So people come and start, they take the envelope, they take it, and then they give their money. Then before they last July, August, I'm around. I'm around. You asked me, I said, no, I felt sick. I felt sick. I couldn't go. I felt sick. I felt sick. I couldn't go. Then now the members don't have the courage to say, but what about the money? Because we gave some money. So you say you are building with lies. Before you realize, people start pulling away from you. People start pulling away from you. People start pulling away from you. You cannot maintain your position when you are lying to people. You are lying to people. Maybe this is the only point I'll give you. Yeah, 5. I can give you one. Some of us, everything is a lie. Your age is a lie. Your name. No. I'm telling you, your age is a lie. Your name is a lie. Your hair is a lie. Like everything. You are lying about everything. Even where you don't need to lie, you are still lying. So you are building the relationship on what? Lies. Are you a virgin? Yes. Meanwhile, it is your second abortion that you are, which. It's no abortions and counting that you are saying, I'm a virgin. Why? Because you want to get married. And because you want to get married and they told you this brother is looking for a virgin, you have now become a virgin. You have self-acclaimed yourself a virgin for the sake of the wedding. But I can tell you something. You might even get married. It will not last. It will not last. Because it is built on what? Lies. Lies. We are building on lies. And that is what he expounded. Jesus expounded. He said, these people are building on sand. Building on sand is building on lies. You see, sand is easy. You don't need to work hard to use sand. But as soon as the challenge comes, sand will give you away. Sand will give you away. So you are building on lies. You are building on sand. You keep cheating people. You are saying that the product can do this. Meanwhile, you know the product cannot do it. You are cheating people. And you are not surprised why your company is coming down. Let's go home, I think. Can I give you a verse? Okay, let me ask this. Can I give you a verse? I want to show you why a liar can never rise. Never forget this verse till you die. Mark 4:22 NLT. This verse will shift your mind. Say, everything that is hidden will eventually. Jesus is the truth. Jesus says not some of the things. Everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open. Every secret will be brought to the light. So you are building this marriage with secrets and lies. You have secret children that this, yes, yes. People have children and they will not tell you, I have a child, I have another child there. They just say, no, I'm innocent. I'm a child of God. They say, I met a liar like that before. Because this guy knew I'm a pastor. Hey, I laugh so much when he's finished. I laugh so much. You know what he said? He's trying to convince me that he's speaking the truth. He said, you know, pastor, I'm also a kid of God. A kid. He was trying to say, I'm a child of God. He forgot the word child of God. He said, I'm also a kid of God. I laugh so much. I'm a kid. Tell your neighbor, I'm a kid of God. I'm a kid of God. The man was bamboozling me with lies. I'm a kid of God. Can I give you another one? Avoid shortcuts. I'm explaining why it doesn't last. So why you are lying the whole time? And then you are using shortcuts. Now, there's something you must know. Nothing wrong with a shortcut. Especially if the shortcut is to help you redeem the time. Like you are seeing in a little image there. Instead of going all the way, I can use a shortcut and redeem time and effort and even money. Praise the Lord. Amen. So there's a good aspect to a shortcut when the shortcut is helping me redeem time or helping me save money. But a shortcut can turn into a detrimental thing when it is not compromising quality. when your shortcut begins to compromise quality and integrity, we have a problem. We have a problem. A shortcut is okay. But you must ask yourself, this shortcut, is it compromising my quality or my integrity? And when a shortcut is not compromising those two things, I tell you, whatever you are busy with will not last. It will not last. So mind the shortcuts. Mind the shortcuts. Mind the shortcuts. Mark 4 verse 10. I'm rushing quickly to let you go. Mark 4 verse 7. He says, again, the devil took Jesus up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Praise the Lord. We are talking here about the temptation of Jesus. So the devil took Jesus to a high mountain and he showed Jesus all the treasures of the world and their glory. Look at the next verse, verse 9. The Bible says, and he said to Jesus, all these things I will give to you. Wow. But Jesus said, but wow, this is why I came. I came to get everything. Then Satan says, I know you came for this. So, you don't need to do anything. I'm giving you everything. Share with me a shortcut. Hey, it's a shortcut. Like you are coming for the nations. And I'm giving you the nations. I just want something small. I mean, it's nothing. It's nothing. What I want is nothing. I'm giving you everything. What I want is nothing. When I just fall down, worship me small. That's what I'm asking. I'm not asking for much. I'm not asking for much. Just fall down and worship me. And everything will be yours. You came to save these people. I'm giving you the people. Take them. I'm just asking for one thing. Worship me small. This is a perfect shortcut. Are you serious? Yeah, I'm serious. You don't need to go through all of that. Just worship me. 5 seconds and the people are yours. Everything is yours. And you can go back to heaven where you came from. Jesus looks at these things. Hey, something is wrong here. Something is wrong. If it's this simple, something is wrong. Something is wrong. So Jesus says, no. I know you. You did this to Adam before. You are coming again. I will not let you do this to me. So verse 10, he says, Jesus said to the devil, away with you, Satan. It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God. Compromise your integrity for the sake of productivity. Compromising your integrity. It looks like no, nobody will know. Nobody will see. Just, and then you take it. Who was there with them? It's just Jesus and the devil in the desert. Yeah. If I worship you there, who will see it? Just take, let me worship you small and let me take the nations. Shortcut will cut your life short. Thank God Jesus didn't listen to him. Because it was a shortcut that was going to cut the ministry of Jesus short. But I want to show you something. Can I show you something? This is a revelation God gave me as I was spending time with him. I think on Saturday, which was yesterday, right? No, it was on Friday. He said to me, son, every time Satan is offering you something, listen carefully. You must remember, if Satan is offering you something, it means either I have already given it to you, or
I'm about to give it to you. I think I want you to repeat that statement.
Yes, sir.
Every time Satan is offering something to you, we call it temptation. So every time Satan is tempting you about anything, he said to me, understand, either I have already given you the thing, or I'm about to give you the thing. And Satan is trying to jeopardize your timing. As for the thing, he cannot stop it. But if I can, if you don't know God has given it to you, you will go for it as if you are getting it for the first time. Listen, he comes to Eve. You know, Adam and Eve, he used something God already gave. And then for Jesus, he used something God was about to give. So for Adam and Eve, he says, if you eat, you will become like God. But Genesis 1:28 says, he created them in his image and in his likeness. So they are already like him, but they don't know it. So he comes and tempts them with something God has already given them. Most of the things Satan is tempting you for, you are already, but you don't know because it hasn't manifested. And because it hasn't manifested, you think you don't have. Satan come and tempt you with money. Meanwhile, you already have money, but it hasn't manifested. So you go and steal. Meanwhile, you already have it. It's just, I mean, listen to me. If I say to you, I have deposited money in your account, the money has already left me. But sometimes the transaction, even the bank can tell you that the money has come, but it's not yet available. During that time period when the money is not yet available, it is already your money. It is already yours. All you are waiting for is the manifestation of the thing. But Satan will use that little window to make you compromise. But let's go back to Jesus. I want to end here. Mark 4, verse 8. Let's go back to Jesus. He showed, the devil shows him all the treasures and their glory. Verse 9, listen to the words of the devil. All these things, what will I do?
I will give
to who? To you. That's the temptation or the shortcut. Now come with me to John 13 verse 3. I love John 2. Look at this. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given him all things. What Satan is offering, the Father has already given. But if Jesus doesn't know it, he will fall for the shortcut. He knew that the Father had given all things into his hands. Who is the devil to give anything to Jesus? When did the devil come? Therefore, how do I avoid shortcuts? Submit to the process. There is a process God takes you through before the manifestation. Submit to the process. Luke 1 verse 80. So the child grew. Say with me, growth. The reason why it hasn't manifested is not because it hasn't given. You are not ready. The shortcut will get you there before the time. And you will have what we call premature manifestation. And that is what leads to all the calamities you are seeing. Because we can all have a phone and we can all videotape ourselves. We're all opening Facebook and YouTube accounts. We can all preach. You are coming before the time. It is given you, but you must grow first. The child grew. Say with me, process. You see, a child doesn't swell. A child doesn't just turn into a giant. A child means you don't know much. You are new. You're just starting. Grow. Process. Number two, became strong in spirit. Another process. You become. Becoming is a process. Growing is a process. Becoming is a process. Number three, was in the desert. So when God is processing you, he hides you. That's why God came and hid me in Lidak. People don't know me. I'm being processed. I'm growing in secret. I'm becoming hidden. You don't know me. And I'm not in a hurry to be known. No. I'll die before my time. God took me, came and hid me in a village. Say, son, be here. Grow. Son, become. Develop. Exposing me doesn't take God 1 second. If he's not doing it, he has his reasons. So I am growing. I am becoming. And he is watching. He is supervising, checking. Okay, did you pass there? Okay, do you understand this? Okay, have you grown here? It's the process. But then, if you remain faithful until the day of his manifestation, a day comes when God says, now, let me present you to the world. Everything before your day of manifestation, we call it a shortcut. And this generation is hungry. And they don't want to wait for the food to cook. So they go for the microwave. Don't tell them to come in a village and preach as if you're in Santon. They can't accept it. Give me visibility. Let people see me. Let people know me. Okay, if you don't want to do it, I'm going to do it myself. Grow. Become. Then your day of manifestation, nobody will deny you. I said nobody will deny you. When is your day of manifestation? God does not manifest you to a group. He manifests you to a nation. If you like, go and try to introduce yourself to the whole Israel. It will take you your whole life. But if you prefer, God's system is hide yourself. And when you are hiding, grow. Don't sleep. Don't be lazy. While you are in the desert, grow. While you are in the desert, become strong in certain things. Become strong in spirit. Become strong in the word. Become strong in your convictions. Become strong in your trade. Understand your job deeply. So that when God exposes you, you don't make a mockery of him. I'm talking to myself.
You don't make a mockery of God after he has exposed you. And you are not ready for the exposure. You are not ready for the blessing. You are not ready for the contract. You are not ready for these partners that he has sent from Japan. You are not ready for these people that he has sent from this country. Because you are not ready. And God put you in the desert not to reject you. He put you in the desert to train you and equip you and establish you. My God. And I tell you something this morning. If you feel like you are in the desert, cheer up. Your manifestation is coming. There is a day called the day of your manifestation. Oh my God. The day, not the day of our manifestation. What is the day? Your manifestation. I tell you, when your day comes, even the ants in your yard will know your day has come. Everybody will see, God is moving here. God is moving here. God is moving here. You see, some of you are beginning to see, hey, pastor can preach. But a lot of people still don't know I can preach. You see, the day they discover I can preach, it will be like it's new. But it will be old news to you. I said, no, we were always with him. And we used to see those things. There's nothing new. Nobody just came out of nowhere. God hides people in the desert to train them, to equip them, to develop them. And when God places you in your desert, don't start running to come out to the beach. Stay there. He knows what he's doing. By the time he's done, it is not Leader who will know you. It is not Northwest who will know you. The whole of South Africa will know you at once. That is when you have submitted to the process and you've let God build you up, develop you. As I close, look at Jesus resisting the temptation of early exposure. Matthew 3:13. Then Jesus went to Galilee, to the Jordan River, to be baptized by John. That's the process. God said to him, go, let John baptize you. So he went. Okay, John, I'm here. I want you to baptize me. But John recognized who this guy was. Verse 14. But John tried to talk him out of it. John tried to talk him out of it. No, I am the one who needs to be baptized by you. You are great. You are already high. You don't need baptism. Baptism is for small boys. You are a great person already. You don't need to be baptized. John is trying to talk him out of a process. John is trying to talk him out of a process. I don't know who is the John Satan has anointed in your life that is busy talking you out of every process. Oh no, you don't need to finish school. There are other ways to do these things. Oh no, you don't need to get that degree. You can do it like this. I know a quicker way to do this. There are Johns in your life that are busy breaking the process. John tried to talk him out of it. John tried to talk him out of it. Who is trying to talk you out of something right as getting your matric? People are talking you out of it. Dating in holiness. People are talking you out of it. Those are old things. Nobody does that again. I mean, what is this you are talking about? Man, go test the product first before you buy it. Nothing could be further from the truth. Can you go to spa and start testing things? They are talking you out of it. But listen to Jesus. Verse 15. Jesus said, it should be done. We must carry out all that God requires. We must carry out all, not some, not few,
all that God requires. And if you know the story, after he baptized him, then the heavens opened. You know what John was about to do? John was about to make Jesus stay longer with that heavens open. I mean, Jesus was going to say, "Now you're right. Okay, let me baptize you, John. I baptize you in the name of myself." Boom. Then walk out, heaven still closed. No Holy Ghost, no voice, no nothing. Just like you were here for the past 30 years with nothing, you continue with nothing. A little shortcut could have kept the heavens of Jesus closed forever. What John was talking Jesus out of was closed heaven. It was not baptism. It was closed heaven. John was saying to him, the heavens must remain closed. So every time somebody is talking you out of something, ask yourself, what is at stake here? What is at stake here? Because usually you don't know what is behind the curtains. Yeah. So you start cutting corners. Cutting corners. You're supposed to go this way. You go this way. Then you shoot this way. Then you come and stand here. You look like you did the whole run, but you didn't. And in the process, you've missed a lot of things. Now you are standing here where you're supposed to deliver, and you are now finding, you are found wanting. Some of you, a friend has talked you out of becoming a wife. Yes. They keep telling you not. The things they are teaching you are not things that will turn you into a wife. And one day you will hide and somebody will actually marry you. Then they'll have the shock of their life. This person can't cook. They can't hold a conversation. You can't plan with them. After you turn your back, they take the money and swallow the money with drinking. Like you can't do anything with this person. They are just beautiful. Do we eat beauty? Somebody is talking you out of a process of becoming something. Somebody is talking you out of it. They haven't achieved anything. They want to make sure you also don't achieve anything. You are becoming clever today by the grace of God. Can you be on your feet, please?
Hallelujah. Can we all lift up our hands to Jesus and begin to pray, Lord Jesus, help me. Pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. Pray for this word that we've just received. Pray that it's planted on good ground. Pray that you will reap the harvest of the fruit of this word. Father, thank you for this word that has come. Lay your hand on your heart. Say, Lord, please, I need this word. I need this word to be treasured in my heart. Hide it in my heart, oh God. With one hand on your heart, say, Lord, let me not take it for granted. Let me not take this message for granted. Let not the enemy talk me out of receiving this truth. The Bible says that you will know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Thank you, Father, for making known to me the truths of the word of God. Thank you, Father, for every nugget, every treasure, every pearl that we have received here today. Thank you, God, that your word will not return to you void. It will accomplish the purposes for which you have sent. Lord, let me treasure this word. I have found gold today. Let me treasure it as though it's gold, oh God. I found pearls today, Lord Jesus. I've been fed the true word of God. Father, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom. Raise up your voice and say, Father, give me wisdom. Deliver me, oh God. Deliver me from foolishness. Deliver me from lies. Deliver me from hypocrisy, pretense. Deliver me, oh God, from fakeness. Deliver me from lies, Lord Jesus. Deliver me, oh God. Let this word be hidden in my heart. Oh God, let me arise with a testimony, oh God. Let me also come back and testify that see what the Lord has done through this message. See how the Lord has delivered me through this message. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Father, pray, begin to pray for your flesh. Begin to pray for the carnality. Sometimes what is fighting us is our nature. What is fighting us is with us. It's our laziness, as Pastor was teaching. It's slumber, as Pastor was teaching. It's procrastinating, as Pastor was teaching. Father, give me victory over my flesh. Give me victory over the works of the flesh. Give me victory, oh God. Help me arise and subject myself to the process of growing, oh God. Help me arise, oh God, and subject myself to the requirements of all that God requires for me to be all that you have called me to be. Help me avoid shortcuts, oh God. Lord, help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Raise up your voice and pray for discipline. Lord, discipline. May I be able to see temptation. May I be able to see satanic manipulation. Things that will dissuade me from processes. Father, help me see, oh God. Oh God, pray for wisdom. Lord, open my eyes that I may see when I'm being deceived. Open my eyes that I can see when I'm being led away from purpose, when I'm being drawn away from your calling for my life. Open my eyes and be merciful to me, oh Jesus. Do not let me fall into that temptation. Do not let me fall to those shortcuts. Help me pay the price. Help me go through the process, oh God. Somebody's lifting up their hands and they're praying. You're receiving help from God to subject yourself to the process, to do what is required, to do grace to do. Pastor taught us last week that blessed are you when you hear and when you do, because you are building on a strong foundation. Father, let me not just be the hearer, but the doer. Grace to hear and do, to hear and do. In Jesus' mighty and precious name, we are prayed. Amen. With every head bowed and every eye closed, you're in this place today. You were invited by a friend. It's your first time. Maybe it's your second time or your 20th time. But you've never made Jesus your personal Lord and your Savior. You've been coming to the house of God. You've been hearing altar call upon altar call. And you're saying, oh God, I hear your word. Oh God, I hear you. I hear your word is burning like fire within my spirit. And I want to surrender. I don't know what has made you hold back. It's not the first time you are hearing this call that you must be born again. But today you are saying, Lord, I don't want to hold back anymore. I want to plunge in. Maybe it's your traditions. Maybe it's your culture. Maybe maybe it's bad friends, bad company that have drawn you from your destiny, that have caused you to say no to Jesus Christ. But you've heard the word today. And as Pastor has been preaching, the word has been pricking. It's been pricking your heart. And you're saying, today, Lord, I want to surrender. I want to surrender. I want to surrender. I'm holding on to nothing. I'm holding on to no more to my traditions, no more to my old ways, no more to my own understanding. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Jesus, I need you to be my Lord, and I need you to be my Savior. Like Jesus Christ, I don't want to fall for temptation and run after what's already been given to me. I didn't know that all these things have been chasing after, God has given them to me. But today you've heard the word of God. You're saying, I want to be born again. Unless you are born again, you cannot see, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. You cannot receive these promises. You will never be able to fight from the place of Jesus, from the position of Jesus. But when you are born again, you begin to fight from the point of Jesus, from the standpoint of Jesus. You're saying, Jesus, save me. Jesus, be my Lord. Jesus, be my Savior. Today is the day. When you hear the word, do not harden your heart. God is knocking in the door of your heart. At the count of three, Pastor, pray with me. I want to be born again. Lift up your hand high and we're going to pray with you. 1, 2, 3. Raise up your right hand. You're saying, I want to be born again. I see your hand. I see your hand. I see your hands. Yes, don't be ashamed. I see hands going up all over the building. Yes, do not harden your heart. Do not harden your heart. I see your hand. And Jesus sees your hands. I want you to know that he sees your hand. Perhaps this is the main reason that he drew you to this place. That your life may be changed. Your destination may be changed. I see hands going up all over there. You can put your hand down. Maybe you are born again. You've been coming to the house of God. There are areas where God has been your Lord. Oh, he's been your Savior, but he's not your Lord. There are areas you are not exempting yourself. You are not subjecting yourself to all the requirement as Jesus did. And you're saying, Jesus, you've been my Savior, but I want you to be my Lord. I want you to reign over my life. I want you to be my master. I've been mastered by flesh. I've been mastered by lust. I've been mastered by evil desires. I've been mastered by lies. I've been mastered by deception. Sometimes I don't even know the difference between when I'm telling the truth and when I'm lying. You're saying, today, Jesus, I don't want you to just be my Savior. I need you to be my Lord. I need you to be my Lord. I want you to be my Lord over my mind, Lord over my body, Lord over my spirit, Lord over my soul. I give up. I don't want to be a slave to satanic manipulations anymore. I don't want to be a slave to evil desires anymore. If that's you today, you can raise up your hand saying, I don't want to be a slave to hypocrisy, double living, double standard. I appear this way, but deep down in my heart, I know that that's not who I am. That's not who I am. There's areas in my life that are not yet surrendered, and I want Jesus to be my Lord. I want that those areas for Jesus to lord over. Lift up your hand too. You want to recommit your life. At the count of three, lift it up high. 1, 2, 3. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Lift it up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know that this word is speaking to you. Hallelujah. You can put your hand down. You know that this word is for you too. I want to give you a last call. When you hear this word, do not harden your heart. I know you've been serving. I know you look Christian. You look born again. Maybe you're even singing in the team. But you know that your heart is far from God. You worship Him with your lips only. Today, when you hear His word, don't harden your heart. Lift up your hands high if you're saying, Jesus, help me. Help me say, do away with this double standards. Raise it up high. Raise up your hand high. Thank you, Jesus. If you've lifted up your hand for any of these after call, do this last thing. Take a bold step. Take your belongings. Come and join me here. We're going to pray. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Church, put your hands together for them. Put your hands together for them. Put your hands together for them. Come, 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 come. Come unto Jesus. Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me. Come to me, all ye who labor and are heavily laden. Come, 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 come. Come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. Come meet him here at the altar. Come, come to Jesus. Come, come. He's calling unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, clap for them as they are also taking the bold step. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you lift up your hands very high? Repeat after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. I need you to think about what you're saying right now, right now, right now. Jesus is here. The Savior is here. I need you to really think about what you're saying and mean every word from the depths of your heart. This is a life-changing moment for you, my brother, my sister. Say it again. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Please forgive me my sins and wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. And on the third day you rose again that I might be justified. Right now I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me, for restoring me, and for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.